You're listening to the Gutsy Podcast, where we talk about all things real, raw, and ridiculous about running a business authentically. I'm Laura Wallace, also known as the Laura Aura, lover of all things inspirational, owner of Works Graphic Design, and your host on this journey through entrepreneurship. I'm here to help you get out of your head and back into action as a passionate business rock star. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday as we fuel your Gutsy. By popular demand, this week we're talking about a topic that hits so many women and mothers hard down deep into your core. Yeah, I'm talking about mom guilt. There's a lot of expectations when it comes to motherhood. You have to take care of the house and the finances and the laundry, but you better balance that with asking for help because you better not take on too much yourself. You should love the kids enough and shower them with love and attention and time, quality time, but don't be too soft because then they might overtake you. And you better make sure that everyone's schedules are aligned and everyone's where they're supposed to be and the carpool is aligned and this kid has that practice here and that kid has to go across town over there, and there's just so many different pieces to balance. And then you add in your career. So yeah, girl, go do your thing, but don't be gone for too long because then that looks really bad on you as a mom. Be assertive. Make sure you're standing your ground and standing up for what you believe in, but don't go too far because then you're going to be a bitch. And make sure you do what you love. Just don't inconvenience anyone doing it. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what it's like to be a career mom. And when I say that, I mean, you're a woman, you're working, and whether working is being a stay-at-home mom and volunteering and having outside activities, or whether that means you're working outside of the home, you're traveling for your career, and you're really immersed in what it is that you're doing. Either way, it is challenging, and it comes with what we're talking about this week on the Gutsy Podcast, and that is how to overcome mom guilt. One of the biggest challenges that I've personally faced is that I love so much, like deep down into my core, being a mom, but I also love my career just the same. And I know that may sound weird or whatever, but it is what it is. Like, my true passion is just as much of me as my child is. And I've learned to accept that that's okay. It's my spark. I think sometimes along the way that we are taught that just because we become a mom, that means that everything that we've ever loved outside of that has to go to the shitbag. Like, you're not allowed to have those passions anymore. You're not allowed to go and do those things because your entire focus, your whole purpose of life should be on your child. Children are the most amazing creatures. I mean, the way that they come into your life and how they change your spirit. Oh, it's just, it is literally undescribable. I mean, the passion and the love that comes from a mother is literally undescribable. And that's such a huge part of who you are. But I also know that you have a passion for other things. There's something that calls you, whether it's your career or a hobby or traveling or whatever it is that you love to do, that's still a part of you. And just because you have become a mom doesn't mean that you have to let all those other things go. I had to learn that myself because I felt like a shit mom because, you know, I love my kid, but I also love my business. And the world told me for a long time that that's not okay. You shouldn't have two equal loves. It should be all of your kid until they're 18. And then when they go, then guess what? Now you can get back to whatever you started. Yeah, I'm going to call timeout bullshit on that. Because you know what ends up happening? Resentment, anger, depression, overthinking, worry, random sudden outbursts. I mean, this stuff builds up because all of a sudden you can't be something that you were before. No, no, mama. I'm here to tell you today that I need you to love yourself and what is calling you in your life just as much as you love your kiddos. And that's okay. You are allowed to do that. I wanted to bring you some real life stories from real life mamas just like you. So I went to Facebook, I went to Instagram, and I said, "Hey moms, I'm doing an episode on mom guilt. Tell me all about your stuff." I asked them, what was a situation or scenario that triggered mom guilt for you? And what changes did you make, or how did you handle the situation to overcome the guilt? These are real stories from real working moms just like you. And again, you're not alone. And mom guilt does not have to rule your life. You can be successful both as a mom and as a working badass lady. Like, you can do both. You can have both. And if anyone else tells you otherwise, you send them to me, okay? So let's dig into this. First, I talked to Stephanie Wilson. Stephanie is the owner of Symbiotic Marketing, and she recently went back to school to finish her master's degree, which, can we get an amen, hallelujah, on the intensity and the passion that has to go into getting your master's degree? So I completely applaud her from the beginning. So she told me that her mom guilt came on strong when she realized that she was not going to be at home to cook her home-cooked meals that her son and her husband are used to getting from her. And guys, this really rocked her world. She's thinking, like, if I don't feed them, then they're not going to eat well, and then I've let them down, and, you know, this whole downward spiral starts. And her son and her husband even joked that they would be totally fine eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like, they're totally good. But Stephanie has put this pressure on herself that if she does not cook home-cooked meals for these fellas every single day, that she is failing as a mom, and holy mom guilt, right? Like, let's bring all of that straight to the surface. This rocked her world so much that she even started questioning whether or not she should continue on with her degree. I mean, guys, this is the intensity that mom guilt brings on us. It makes us want to put everything that we've ever wanted and that we've been working towards on the back burner so that we can put everyone else first. And while I am 100% on board that we have to take care of our family, we have to care for our children, if you don't take care of yourself first, there's going to be nothing left to give to them. So here's the pivot moment. Stephanie and I had a quick conversation on Facebook, and I reminded her that this is temporary. You don't have to feel bad for needing some extra help during the 14 or so weeks that she is investing in herself. She even came up with her own solutions that she has in-laws that are literally 5 minutes down the street that are eager to help in some form or fashion. And it's okay to lean out and ask for them to help during this time. We even talked about meal planning and how she can utilize, two words, crock pot. Holy Mother, the savior of all food debacles. There are so many ways. So if food planning and meals are a challenge for you, I highly encourage you to really come together and make this a family event. If you know that you're going to be out or away, or you're not going to be home, or your husband's not going to be home, or whatever the scenario is, sitting down to create a plan together can take about 7,000 pounds off of your mind. The crockpot is probably the easiest way to overcome dinner problems, because you're like, okay, guys, I'm not going to be home, but I want to make sure everyone is eating really well. I'm going to toss it in the crockpot, and when you get home, it'll be ready, and all you have to do is scoop it out. I mean, it's literally like a magic unicorn in the kitchen. The other great thing that she's going to start doing is something that I called compound cooking, which is making a whole lot of something and then divvying it up either into proportions for different meals for the week, or something that you can reuse in other recipes. So like mashed potatoes, for instance. You can have mashed potatoes one way one night, but then you can slap that sucker on top of a casserole and ta-da, you have shepherd's pie. Food is a ginormous pain in the ass if it is not planned. So one of the easiest ways to overcome mom guilt, if you're feeling like, I haven't fed these people like real actual food in quite some time, give yourself the opportunity to slow down, ask for help where you need it, and meal plan ahead of time. That way you're in a proactive, not reactive state. I love this next perspective. This is from Jill Nash, who is the founder and president of Advantage Media Promotions. Her kiddos are all grown and out of the house, but she shared some really great insight that I think a lot of us are going to be able to relate to. Jill said that mom guilt would hit her the hardest when she would yell out of frustration. Oh my goodness. So when you have that snapping point, that minute where you're like, I can't take one more thing. You have said mommy or mom 10,000 times. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. You're talking and the TV's going and the phone's ringing and there's so much going on. And they say that one more mom and you turn and you snap. Mom guilt almost immediately starts seeping out of your pores. Like if you could just like wipe your face, you would have mom guilt written all over it. I don't know about you, but I immediately go to, oh my gosh, I've traumatized this kid. I've completely ruined them. I'm a shitbag of a mom. Like everything's falling apart. What do they think of me now? The overthinking in your brain goes 1,000 miles an hour. Jill said the pivot point for her was slowing down and getting on their level and acknowledging it, apologizing. Hey, I'm sorry. Mommy had this going on. This is what was happening. I'm really sorry that I hurt your feelings. And ask for their forgiveness. I think a lot of times we discount the fact that kids are humans and they do have feelings and they can understand things to a certain level depending on their age. But she said that usually opened them up and their hearts were happy again and they were able to communicate better and honestly even more open to correction on an ongoing basis. Having regular conversations with your kiddos is essential. And when stuff is going on and stuff is getting crazy, just pausing because you can feel that height, right? Like it's like a BPM song, like and you're waiting for the beat to drop. Well, the beat drop usually is you turning around and being like, shut the fuck up. I can't deal with you right now. Yeah. I know at least one of you have told your kid that. And you know what? That doesn't make you a bad mom. It literally does not make you a bad mom. It makes you a human. And where you get to come in with your beautiful mom saving grace is to pause, look at their little faces, get down on a knee, hold them and say, I'm so sorry, baby. Mommy's had a very stressful day and you didn't deserve that. You didn't do anything wrong. That was a reaction based off of mommy's stress. And I should not talk to you that way. I'm so sorry. Are you willing to forgive me? Something as simple as getting on their level and looking at them and letting them know that you see them and you hear them and that that behavior is not okay. Because the beautiful thing with that is you're also teaching them. We may have little people, right? They may be a year old or 5 or 9 or 12 or 15 or 20. You are raising adults. You are raising our future adults. So having the gutsy to just pause and admit that you were wrong is okay. You're going to be wrong sometimes. Sometimes you're going to mess up. That doesn't make you the trophy for the worst mom on the planet for 2020. Like, it just doesn't. But the mom guilt tries to come in and convince you that you are. This next mom guilt story comes from Taryn Blake. She is the wedding planner and owner of Taryn Blake Events. And you know what? As a wedding planner, that takes up a lot of nights and weekends. You know, brides and grooms are not usually doing wedding planning on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. No, it's every weekend. It's every evening. It's lots of emails. It's lots of communication. It's a lot of events. Taryn's mom guilt story got me right down in the soul because I thought, oh my gosh, I can feel your literal pain. She booked a wedding months way, way, way in advance to only discover that this wedding fell on her daughter's first birthday. Oh my gosh, I know all of you just felt that down into your soul. There is nothing quite like missing a birthday that makes you feel like the worst mom on the planet. Is it true? Absolutely not. Does it feel true? Yeah, for like days and nights and lots of tears. She said she's also had to miss baseball games, school activities, family events. All these things are hard. So when you are a working mom, you are often sacrificing time one way or another. And if you're at work and you're missing things for your kiddos, you feel guilty about that. And if you're with your kiddos and you're missing things for work, then you feel guilty about that. So when is it ever actually perfect? Like, when do we just do the things that we need to do and not feel guilty about it? Well, I'll tell you when. When is right now? Right now, when you're listening to this episode, you may stop that cycle. Because when you are at work, you get to be you. You get to be the working rock star that you are. And when you're at home and you're with your kiddos, be at home with your kiddos. Be present where you are and get to be the rock star mom that you are with them. I think a lot of times the source of the guilt is not from actually doing the activity itself, but it's from not being fully present in the area that you're at. So how many times have you been at home with your kids and you're like, yeah, we're going to watch this movie, or yeah, we're going to have game night, and you're still checking your email or your Instagram is still going off, and you're kind of 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out. Or vice versa, you're at an event and you're constantly checking in, or you're having to handle a situation or a challenge at home, or somebody's having an argument or can't figure out where the freak the flipping Pop-Tarts are. When you are fully present in the moment and where you are, and I understand that sometimes life comes up, but I'm talking on the regular. When you can fully immerse yourself in whatever it is that you are doing, your guilt on either side is really going to start to decrease because you're going to feel more fulfilled. And when you feel more fulfilled, you want to do more of that. And that creates a really positive, healthy habit. Taryn's pivot point, she said that she talks openly with her kiddos about she works the weekends, how it supports the family, and that she gets to make a difference in people's lives. She gets to do something that really, really makes her happy. And because she's happy with that, she gets to be a happier person in general. And this one, holy mic drop, she said, one day isn't going to make or break her as a mother. Can I get a freaking amen? She said she just does her best on the other days. It's just such simplistic, beautiful advice. As soon as I read that, I'm like, I have to share this with the world, because one day is not going to make or break you as a mom, guys. If you miss one soccer practice or one football game or one this or one that, it's okay. There are so many more moments that you get to be involved in. And when you get to be involved in the things that you want to do through your work or through your passion, that's naturally going to make you happier, which is going to make you a better mother in return. My last mom guilt story to share with you today is from Heather Manning. She is my beautiful sister-in-law and a mama of three and one in heaven. And Heather shared some really great insight about date nights. Okay, so Heather was telling me that she's always feeling guilty for going out on date nights. Like, if she goes out, then that's like asking someone else to raise her children for her, and she can't possibly do that. So we're not going out ever, period. Mom guilt likes to kick in because if you're out having fun and you're not with your kids, then you're a shitty mom because you're having fun and they're not. Well, I can guarantee you that if they're at their grandparents, they're probably having a whole lot more fun than you are, okay? They're getting whatever snacks they want, and the special coloring book comes out, and heaven knows that grandma and grandpa make the best food. Like, they're doing fine. She shared this concept with her family, and she said that she got a new perspective, that having a hot meal with her husband and enjoying one another's company is not selfish. It's actually 100% necessary. And she also discovered that her kids need just as much of a break as she does. Like, they need to run around and have some, like, free non-mom and dad time. And you need to run around and have some free non-kid time, okay? I think it's so important to remember that before the kids, it was you and your spouse. It was you and your partner. And just because kids come along doesn't mean that you should throw all of that foundation out of the window. Investing in your partnership is essential because that is a flame that you have to continuously work to keep lit. Like, it's not just some ever-burning fire that, you know, just keeps going on and on and on. Sometimes you have to work at it. And sometimes that requires not having the freaking Baby Shark soundtrack going on in the background. And in the same respect, you are a woman. You have friends. You have likes. You want to do things that maybe are outside of work and motherhood. Like, let's say you want to go dancing with your friends, or there's a pottery class that you want to take, or you want to go on a wine tour, like whatever it is that you're into. You have to do that. You have to fill your tank. I mean, I know I've said it before, but the airplane analogy does not lie, because if you're not putting on your own oxygen mask first, how are you going to save anyone around you? You know, I have been really fortunate to be the mama of in my biased opinion, the literal coolest kid on the planet. And if you guys know Candon, his very, very sweetheart and kind demeanor and just abundant amount of joy and love to give to himself and people makes being a mom actually really, really easy. But that doesn't mean that it hasn't come with the challenges of feeling guilty for when I'm not there for him. You know, I had a goal that I put in place and I worked through it and I achieved it and I was home. I worked at home for the first 9 years of his life because I wanted to be there and see those milestones. But even being at home with him, like nearly 24 hours a day, anytime that I would have to leave for meetings or do stuff, or, you know, there was a networking event going on, you know, outside of normal business hours, or I needed to have someone come to the house during the day to watch him, I still felt guilty. So how to overcome mom guilt, honestly, is just being a little bit more forgiving of yourself and knowing that filling your tank is not selfish. And you are not a bad mom. You are not a bad mom. You are not a bad mom. I just said that 3 times to you because I want to make sure that you are hearing it and feeling it. And I want the hair on the back of your neck to stand up because I'm here to remind you, you are an amazing mother. You have brought a child into the world. They are fed. They have clothes on their back. They are happy. They have their favorite song. You have your little inside jokes. They come to you for advice. You get to look at the smile on their faces on a regular basis. There is so much that you are doing that is kind of on autopilot that you don't even give yourself credit for. And you do not need to feel guilty for taking care of yourself, pursuing your career, pursuing your passions, going after the things that you want, because you are going to be a better person and a better mother because of it. One last thing that I want to share with you, and this is a bit of vulnerability that has really helped me to connect with Candon and just create a solid relationship, is setting the expectations that it's okay to feel and share your emotions. You know, earlier we talked about lashing out and yelling at your kids, or even crying, or just having like heightened emotions in one form or fashion, that it's okay. And you don't have to bottle those things up and hide in your closet. Like sometimes the kids need exposure to what emotions are and then talk to them about what they mean. Where did they come from? How do you manage yourself through them? How can you use this as a learning experience? You know, it's when you're flying off the deep end and, you know, losing your mind in the kitchen, but never have the conversation with your kids that everything is okay and that they're safe, is where some of where their challenges come from. But if you got down on their level and talked to them and explained what's going on, it can really help strengthen their emotional intelligence. And in the same respect, if you're feeling sad, like, look, mom, I know you're feeling sad. It's okay. But explain to them why you're sad and love on them and explain what that emotion means. I think that we have, just in general as a society, like diminished the concept of feelings, and that kids shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't expose them to any of this stuff. We should hide them in the closet. And then all of a sudden when they move out one day, then they're going to figure it all out themselves. I'm a huge advocate for emotional health. So explaining what these emotions are can also help them work through some of their own emotions when you're not around. I'm no perfect mama, and neither are you, and that's okay because guess what? Nobody on this planet is perfect. I applaud you for being a mom. I applaud you for having passions. I applaud you for listening to this entire episode because that tells me that you are hungry. You are hungry to evolve something in your life. And that, my dear, is how you begin to break the cycle of feeling mom guilt. If you want to check out previous episodes of the Gutsy Podcast, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at @ThatLauraAura. And you can also find blogs and archives and links to every single episode at thegutsypodcast.com. And as always, stay gutsy.